Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, I got a little piece of news, and it's going to go right into what our show is about. Sort of, kind of. You know, I like to stretch that a little bit. But there was, unfortunately, a shooting at a synagogue this weekend, and the shooter had a semi-automatic weapon. And there was a gentleman there that happened to be, he happened to be armed too, but he also happened to be trained. So he goes running at this guy, just one man now. He goes running at this guy. He says, he said he heard him yell, "Get down." And he said, "I must have yelled really loud." And he yelled some colorful words, and he says, "I'm going to kill you." And then this is the rescuer yelling at the perpetrator that came in to just shoot people, you know, where he knows nobody's armed, or he thought he did. Well, he stopped him. He said, "I knew I had to be within 5 feet of this guy so his rifle couldn't get to me." This is Stewart. "So I ran immediately toward him, and I yelled as loud as I could, and he was scared." And he said, "I scared the heck out of him." And he dropped his gun, and he took off running. Anyway, one man yelled loud, and he made a difference. Now, we have another busy week coming up this week with guests, and it's always a busy news week. They're always breaking news, you know, always breaking news. But this Thursday, CSC Talk Radio will celebrate 8 years. We will be 8 years old. I know, I'm like a little kid counting the birthdays. And each show, I count each show. And on Friday, we will hit 2090. Each day is a gift, and we count each milestone as a blessing. Tomorrow, I have a plan to address the letters that have been returning from the elected officials regarding the cease and desist letters that we sent. They don't quite get it, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. They don't get it. But we're not going to stop. We can't. With all the campaign rhetoric, unconstitutional promises, and infractions against our Constitution and our rights, do you ever stop and think, why? What can I do? How can just one person make a difference, you know, like Stewart? One man screaming loudly, going at the problem, and he made a difference. Just this morning, I received a letter from one of you. He said, "I'm trying to do my part, even if it's a small one." He was requesting another set of the cease and desist letters. There are no small citizens, my friend. Each voice must be heard. While he's looking out for you, our president, and your rights, we have a plethora of would-be president candidates who want to help all succeed with the exception of you, the American citizen. Throw out the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court, reparations for slavery, Green New Deal, Medicare for all, lowering the voting age, suspend the death penalty, eliminate the filibuster, secure Social Security will for illegal immigrants, aliens, wealth tax, 7-day limit to opioids, unionize campaigns, tear down the border wall, abolish ICE, universal basic income. You know, you don't need to try any harder because you know what? You're all going to be the same. I think that's socialism. But President Donald Trump is the first president in a long time, at least in my lifetime, who has actually taken you into his decisions and his American policies. Taken you to heart. He thinks about you first. Make America great again. Buy American. Hire Americans. And as I mentioned on Friday, the Declaration of Independence states that it is the duty of citizens to oppose and resist abuses of their rights. These constitutional violations and violations of citizens' rights can be stopped if enough people, one by one, become informed of these facts. Joe Biden was correct. We're in a battle for the soul of this nation. Americans are the soul of this nation. American companies are the soul of this nation. American manufacturing is the soul of this nation. Our Constitution is the document, the contract, that secures your rights, secures the soul of this nation. So yes, we are in a battle for that. But you, my friends, must be willing to do your part, to make the noise, to run toward the problem like Stewart did, the issues that are stifling America's growth and jobs and the rights of Americans. It is up to each of you to bring America home. So today we have with us Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. Greg and Matt Roberts, his partner, have recognized a long time ago that bringing American manufacturing home was the right thing to do, pun intended. Greg, we welcome you back to CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's good to be back. How are you today?
Well, we're doing good. Last time you were on, you just got back from D.C., and you'd been hobnobbing with some of our mutual friends.
Yes, it was a good visit.
It was a good visit. I guess have you heard from Bill lately, from Bill Bullard?
I've talked with Bill a couple times since then, and
yeah.
His daughter Candace, uh-huh. And uh-huh. We're working with them on a couple different projects.
Awesome.
He's involved in our Buy America committee.
Great.
And of course, beef and pork labeling is a big part of that. So
absolutely. Well, they've taken another step. They've tried everything they possibly could, and they've taken another step, and they're suing. And so
yep.
It's going to be interesting to watch that pan out. He said, well, it'll take us a couple of years, which I'm sure it will. Lawyers have got to stretch it all out so they can make enough money, you know. And but I think they have a good chance. They've got their ducks all in a row, I think they stand a good chance of winning that for the American people.
Well, there's two sides to it. One is, of course, winning, which is what they're hoping for. But the other is to simply spread awareness
of an issue
that
yes.
most people are unaware of. And all you have to do is show somebody that the beef they buy in the supermarket that's marked USA all over the thing, you think you're buying American beef. It's not.
No.
And
not
they can't believe it. They think it's some sort of a conspiracy theory, but it's not. So hopefully Bill will be successful in fixing that.
That gets thrown around a lot, that conspiracy theory stuff.
Mm-hmm. So,
but
sure does.
We know, and we've been following that for a long time here on CSC Talk Radio, and I just think it's amazing, you know, how all the patriots kind of get put together, you know, through these through this web as we're trying to fight through everything to try to bring America home, as I put it. And I think it's just amazing that he's brought us to you, and we've been brought, and you know Bill, and I know Bill, and we just all go way back, and it's just kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit later. I think we're all probably going to get together in Indianapolis a little later on this year for this
try and do that.
Made in America 2019 event, which has me pretty fired up, to be
yeah,
honest.
It's pretty exciting. I had contacted them right after I talked to you that day, and I got a hold of them a couple of times, and now it's kind of been silent, so I need to get back with them, and we need to get some shows going, I think, with that. We really need to promote it.
Because yeah,
nobody else is going to promote.
A lot of organizing to do and a lot of promotion to do. So, like you said in your intro, we all need to do our part. It only takes one person.
It only takes
five,
one person.
Becomes 50 that becomes 500, and there you go.
Absolutely. Well, I hear the music, so we're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Greg Owens, Liberty Tabletop. They are a sponsor of the show, libertytabletop.com. We're going to talk about their products and what they have going on, as well as the Made America, I don't know what to call it, Expo 2019 that'll be in October. So you've got plenty of time to plan. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls until we get past the next segment of the show, and we will be right back.
In a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Greg, the last time we had you on, you had introduced a new pattern, and I know you've got another one. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but your earth pattern, you were also doing a tree planting with those who purchased it. Tell us a little bit about how that's been going for you.
Well, that went really well. In fact, as you know, the whole environment issue can be a little bit controversial at times. Well, just a little bit, and I'm going to touch on that here in a minute. Even Facebook apparently thinks it's a little controversial. But so what we decided to do was just take the positive angle on it, because you don't know who to believe.
True.
In terms of statistics and different things that are being thrown out there. But who can argue with getting your power from hydropower from Niagara Falls? And who can argue with planting trees? So that's what we're doing. We started out with a contract for 500 trees, which should go in soon. I think most of them are going to be planted to reforest the West after the wildfires. And then we expanded the program from just the new earth pattern to our entire line of products for a week. And everybody just absolutely loves the idea. And it's sort of one of those non-controversial things that we can do. But the earth pattern itself was slated to get off to a great start, which it did. However, it could have been better if our ads made it through the Facebook filter.
Oh.
And what happened, and okay, I get this, because it was very real. You remember the whole Russian thing where they were going on Facebook and using it to influence the campaign? Well, after that happened, what Facebook does is it vets people who are posting anything that their algorithm considers to be either political or of social concern, which is where this issue would fall under. And what they do is they actually send you a postcard in the mail after you sign up to register your company as a real legitimate American company. You have to fill it out and send it back to them. And once they've verified that you're a real person, they let you express your political or social agenda on Facebook. And I actually think that was a pretty good idea. It keeps a lot of the riffraff out. I was a little hesitant to establish our page as a political page because we try and remain neutral in that regard. So what I did was I have a page called Liberty Table Talk Eco-Friendly Flatware, and we registered that one.
Okay.
I put out a couple of posts, and they're taking off, and people are loving it. And the debate is raging, as you might imagine, but in a fairly civil way. And, again, reminding people that we're trying to take the high road, and we're planting trees.
And I think planting trees is always a good thing. And so I think that's tremendous. You know, we had Earth Day here a week ago, and we talked about that a little bit here on the air. And yes, it is a little controversy. And but you know, the article that I happened to have was, no matter which side of it you're on, there was celebration to be had. You know, first of all, none of the doom and gloom predictions have ever happened. And we have improved the environment. We have improved the air. We have improved how we farm and how we do other things. You know, those things have happened. And that is not something to scoff at. I mean, that is something to celebrate. We are improving. And a lot of people would have you believe that we're not. But that part's not the truth. But so there's always something to celebrate, you know. Regardless of which side of the issue you might stand, there's always something to celebrate. Progress.
There is. And then there's the hidden side of the issue, which I was pleased to see in a lot of the comments on a post that I shared from Forbes magazine, where basically if you're worried about CO2 emissions, take a look at this graph. And China came out of nowhere to now producing more than the U.S. and all of the EU combined.
Oh, yeah.
They joined the EU. So nobody really likes to talk about this in the mainstream media, but out of sight, out of mind, we shipped our manufacturing jobs over to the place in the world where they burn coal with no filters, and it's just an ecological disaster. So bring those jobs back to America, where we have clean power and clean practices.
I had a son that visited China. They were in a mission group, and they took their little girl, who was just 3 at the time, and they couldn't let her go outside certain days because it was just so bad. And so, you know, it does exist. There is a problem there. And, you know, that's one thing about, you know, we don't want to go off on that. But the Green New Deal, they act like we're the ones that have all the dirty air and can't walk outside, and that's not the case. So
couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. And, you know, Power of the Future, the Daniel Turner that we have on, he stays on top of that, and it's pretty interesting, some of the statistics. And I read over the weekend, or actually my husband was reading it over the weekend from another organization, and they were talking about, you know, and I had said this years and years ago, and I'm no genius, but when we talk about our air, you know, we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide, not carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. The plants take that in and exhale, so to speak, the oxygen. So to me, how can you possibly have too much of either one of those? So anyway, it was kind of addressing that issue with the trees and the foliage and how good it is for mankind. And so it was kind of interesting. But we'll move on. You had something else that I know you've got a new pattern. I want to get to that here in just a little bit. But something that interests me was that you've introduced a new line of cast iron cookware. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit because, you know, I love cast iron. I don't cook with it enough, but I do love cast iron. There's nothing like a hamburger fried in an iron skillet. So I was interested
right.
in that.
So let me see. I'm looking it up here on our website. But, yeah, like a lot of other products, we've of course, partnered up with 360. for our stainless steel cookware, mm-hmm. Which a lot of people like the stainless steel high-quality 18 pan as opposed to the nonstick pans, which mm-hmm. I don't know what makes the nonstick stick to the pan. That's the old joke, but it's got to be some sort of a chemical that I don't want to eat.
that's true. And,
right. So a lot of our customers wanted to cook off cast iron. In fact, my son, Will, who handles this section of the website, loves cooking on cast iron.
I've got two sons that just love it, yeah.
So when we were out in Chicago visiting the trade show out there, we ran into these people from this company called Finex. You know, we saw the people from Lodge and all that kind of stuff, but that was sort of an entry price point. You know, you can find it at Walmart. So what were we going to accomplish by putting that on our site? Mm-hmm. Then we found this stuff. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's really heavy, which it's going to take two hands to lift this stuff. But that's kind of the point with cast iron, is you want it to retain all that heat.
Right.
So when you throw your steak or you throw whatever it is on there, there's enough thermal mass in the pan to be able to take the shock and not cool it off.
Right.
We've been using it at home. Of course, we have to vet these things, right, before we put them on our website.
Absolutely.
for about 6 months now, and it totally passes the test. The handles are really cool. It's a stainless steel wound handle that helps with the heat.
Because they do get hot.
They do get hot. Very high quality, very heavy. Buy it once, own it forever, and hand it off to your ancestors.
I have a cast iron. I lost my mother here a few years back, and I had her cast iron skillet. And I had one that, when I lost my home in a fire years and years ago, I got some used cookware, and one of them happened to be a cast iron skillet. And it's a little lighter for some reason, probably not as good quality. It's a little lighter, but I've used it for years and years and years, and it was old when I got it. But my mother's was even older and heavier. And so one of my sons traded me a skillet for another skillet. And they have my mother's skillet, the cast iron skillet, and they fry in that. Mom fried everything in that skillet. And I've got another son that he was a cook in the Army, and he absolutely loves cast iron. And he's got the cast iron Dutch oven as well that he uses in the oven, of course, to roast and cook. And it's, you know, he has the little bitty skillet, and he made his mama the chocolate chip cookie. Multiple chocolate chip cookie that you put in the cast iron skillet and bake it in the oven, and then you put ice cream on it. And he made that for my birthday a couple years ago. So we love cast iron. So I was really interested with your new partnership with the cast iron.
Well, we just launched it, so we're looking forward to it being a great partnership.
All right. I hear the music again. We're going to go into another break. The phone lines are open at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Visit LibertyTabletop.com. LibertyTabletop.com. Give them a call. You've got some questions you're too embarrassed to ask on the air. And give them a call at 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. And Greg and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop their perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about Made in America. We've got Liberty Tabletop on. Greg Owens, we got him on. We don't have the company on, but he represents the company. And we're talking about their flatware and the products that they promote on their website, which they promote Made in America 360 stainless steel cookware. And now they have a cast iron cookware that they're promoting. And they also have dinnerware. And when I talk about dinnerware, I'm talking about the plates, your settings, your place settings, and, of course, their flatware. And you have a new flatware every month. You have a pattern of the month. And the one coming up for May, which starts this week, May Day, is Satin America. I was going to have you talk a little bit about that as well as your new pattern that will be coming out shortly.
Yeah, so Satin America is a version of one of our better-selling patterns, Modern America, which is a sleek, simple pattern, no design on it, no flowers, anything like that. Mm-hmm. And it has a brushed finish, which is actually put on there with what looks like a 3M pad. Instead of the buffing wheels buffing it bright, mm-hmm. It uses one of those 3M pads and intentionally puts that sort of scratching on it. Gives it a nice satin finish. One of the cool things about it, and I always recommend this to restaurants that they consider this, is a couple years down the road, any kind of flatware, anything that's banging around in your drawer, it's going to get a little chafe or scratches and dents and things like that. Mm-hmm. You can actually take the sponge with the green 3M pad on this and just rub it down the length of the handle, and it brings the finish right back. Awesome. Make it look like it's brand new. So it's kind of a cool pattern. It's a cool concept. And then on the opposite side of that, we're putting the finishing touches on our flower garden pattern, which features different kinds of flowers that you could expect to find in an American flower garden. And we might even call it American garden. So he's putting the finishing touches on that. And I tell you what, it doesn't matter if what you're doing. There's always your, sort of your best day and your worst day and everything else.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Between. Eric, you know, he's designed a lot of flatware patterns. Most of them have been great. Some of them have been stunning. This one is going to be one of his best. We're looking at the first couple of these things coming off the line. I think it's going to be a huge hit, and hopefully we'll get it here just in time for everybody's spring gardens to come popping up, so everybody will be motivated.
Now I'm anxious to see it. You know, I think I told you years ago when I was a little girl, I had a grandmother that she didn't have a lot of money, but she was giving my sister and I silverware. My sister's a little older than I am, so she has a few more pieces than I do, and then I lost what I did have. I had, before grandmother couldn't afford it anymore, she gave us one piece of flatware,
mm-hmm.
silverware, every year for Christmas. I had 9 spoons, and the pattern was damask rose. So now I'm anxious to see what the floral design's going to be, if it's anything like the damask rose was. Like I said, I lost all those because I lost a home in a fire many, many years ago. And so I didn't have mine. But that's kind of exciting to me because I think of the floral pattern, I think of that because it had the flower on it.
Right. And one of the things that we've been trying to do is, of course, you get together and somebody wants roses and somebody else wants daffodils. So when we went back to a couple of our patterns earlier, we said, well, why can't we do it all? So this is actually going to have 5 different flowers on each one of the handles of your 5-piece place setting. And then those pieces repeat themselves on the serving pieces. But we're pretty excited about it. I think it's going to do very, very well.
Well, I think it sounds beautiful. And I know you have some beautiful, well, all of them are pretty. Of course, I have some that are my favorites over others and for different reasons. The Woodstock one is kind of a catchy one for me. Because of the era I grew up, I'm telling my age now, but, flower child. And the peace sign and all that's on there that represents that era of time. And so I think it's a very unique piece myself, and he did a great job in designing that as well.
Yeah, I think he did a great job. And what we're doing right now is we're working with a company that puts a PVD coating, which is a non-toxic colored coating, and you can get all sorts of colors with it.
Wow.
We just got in our prototypes today for the Calavera pattern in gunmetal gray. It's absolutely stunning. We have the Celtic pattern with the Celtic symbols on it in a bronze color, and that one looks fantastic.
Oh, I bet
so
it does.
The Woodstock pattern, they also came up with this one where there's just sort of like this random colors. It sort of looks like a tie-dye shirt.
Yes.
Maybe not that brilliant, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
And we sent off some samples to do that. I think they discovered that technique by accident, but how cool would that be to have the Woodstock pattern with the rainbow colors on it?
That would be just pretty awesome.
Really neat. Yeah.
Or even if you just get one little flower colored on it, it'd just be, it's just beautiful. Just beautiful.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get down to business, too. We were talking about Bill Bullard and the country of origin label, and that's just not just for meat. That's not just for our food. So I wanted to talk about that with you a little bit as well.
Well, through the work with CPA and Jim Stuber, who you've spoken with, we've been on the phone with members of Congress in both the House and the Senate. From both sides of the aisle, we're putting together the finishing touches on sponsorship and bipartisan co-sponsorship for the FACOTA bill, which is the basically what it is it would extend the requirement to put country of origin labeling on packaging at point of sale to listings on the internet.
Mm.
We think this is hugely important. It's a freedom of choice issue. Of course, the globalists want to hide the country of origin. They don't want you to know that your things are coming from overseas. So we have high hopes that this will end up being a standalone bill. I dare you not to vote for this one.
Well, we need to talk in length about that. We're really good at calling names out on these representatives and senators and daring them. So.
Right, right.
I know you probably heard about it in my monologue, but we sent out cease and desist letters to them. And mm-hmm. What really sparked me was when they sent those 81 people that were acquaintances or business partners or in the administration, just random, of President Donald Trump's. They were sending them all subpoenas for this or for that. It was an open thing. And it just, mm-hmm. it was the straw that broke this camel's back. I just had enough of it. So I did the cease and desist letter, and it's in the form of I tried to follow the Declaration of Independence with it. And I'm getting letters back, and you know what they're saying? We recognize your concern. Oh, I think you missed the point. It's not a concern. We're telling you to stop it.
Well, to all the listeners out there, what you're trying to do is exactly what you need to do, and that is inundate these offices with letters.
Absolutely.
And when you inundate them, they do pay attention.
They have to.
Of course, no politician wants to miss out on a vote, but particularly from the constituents in their area, they really pay attention to these things. So one voice can make some noise and a difference.
It absolutely does. And I told them we've had several that have done it, but we should have like 200,000 of my listeners doing that and more. And, you know, I sent them out to every one of my representatives in here in the state, not just the ones that represent me, but the entire state and both the senators. And I sent it to each one of the leaders of the House mm-hmm. and the Senate. And I also sent one as a copy to the president and with a handwritten letter letting him know exactly what we're doing, that he is not standing alone, and thanked him for what he's done for us. And, you know, if he messes up, we'll send him a cease and desist. I'm just going to pull this patriotic stuff right out of my hat, and they're going to be, you know, they need to hear from us. And, you know, you guys took a step out making sure that everything you do is made in America, and what a difference that makes. And he believes in making America, hiring America, and that's how we bring America home for sure. I want to talk about some other things. You've got de minimis update, and we want to talk about that some and get back to the Made in America 2019 event. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop, and Greg and Beth Ann will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Okay. We have a little problem here. We're going to come back to this show and bring Greg Owens back on with Liberty Tabletop. Greg, we had a little problem there with our last commercial. Well, there we come back.
Here we come.
Here we come. Ready or not, here we come. We have some software problems going on, I think. I wanted to mention, let's see, I was marking it down. De minimis. We need to, that's hard to say. Can't say that three times really fast. We need an update on what's going on there.
Well, we were just talking about that. De minimis, what the heck is it? Well, that's when you can bring in something, when you go on vacation duty-free from overseas. It also extends to packages, and they've raised the limit to $800, but it's really hard to explain that. I'm calling it e-commerce without borders, because I think that really personifies what it actually is. But the update is we have a blog article that's going out in the next couple of days through CPA. There's also going to be a letter sent to Congress and a letter sent to the White House urging them to take action on this, to lower the limits back down to where they used to be, which was $5. Our limit's set at $800. For example, China's is at $7. Mexico's at $40. We're the highest in the world by far, and it's just allowing basically any consumer product under $800 to be sold into the United States. There's no record of what's coming in. There's no taxes paid. There's no duty paid. They're losing control of our borders.
Oh, yeah.
And on e-commerce, and it's just frightening. It's a major source for illegal drugs coming in, for counterfeit products. I'll make sure that you get a copy of the blog article that goes through all the people that are going to be affected by this. It's a consumer safety concern. It's a law enforcement concern. Our government will have no idea what's coming into our country in terms of products, so that they lose control of the information. It's bad. So what we're doing is we're forming this coalition of different people who are going to be affected by this, and we're going to be sending this out within the next couple months. The battle will be this fall. Of course, the people who are trying to do it, and Amazon is probably the main one behind it, they're trying to do it under the cloak of darkness. Basically, what they're going in and they're lobbying with campaign contribution promises and so forth and so on, the members of the committees that would be in charge of sort of sneaking this through without anybody knowing what it is, we need to blow it up. We need to bring it out into the public eye and make sure that everybody understands what they're trying to do, because brick-and-mortar stores, mom-and-pop retail, garment manufacturers, anybody here who makes a consumer item that sells for under $800 is going to be threatened by this.
And it is serious, and it is getting out of hand. And, you know, there's those who are prospering very well from it.
Yes, there are. Yes, yes. There will be, and there will be a lot of people who go out of business as a result of it.
So, yeah,
so we need
to
stop
to
it
that.
Dead in its tracks.
So the Made in America 2019, the expo, will be coming up in October. I wanted to visit just a little bit real quickly about that.
Yeah, I've been speaking with the organizers, helping them network and spread the word, getting some other folks. Liberty Tabletop is going to be there to set up booths. I believe Cutco is going to be there, working on Homer Laughlin right now. 360 Cookware is going to be there. It's going to be a great show. They're making tremendous progress. Of course, it's a daunting task trying to fill up 800 booths. We've also put them in contact with and have been in contact with members of the administration, members of Congress. Economic development here in the state of New York wants to have a presence out there. Some of the labor unions want to have a presence out there. This is a event that is going to celebrate American manufacturing and made in America across all segments of industry and workers and who it's important to. It's just it's going to be great. I told them they ought to call it the Woodstock of American manufacturing, because that's what it's going to be.
Should I wear a flower in my hair when I come?
you can wear anything you want, but
as long as it's made in America, I don't know if I can guarantee
as long
that
as it's
anymore.
Made in America, yeah, just make sure that flower is grown in the United States.
We'll do that. We'll try and do that. I want to something I always fail to do because I get caught up in all. And all that we talk about is that you are a sponsor of the show, and as a listener, my people are treated differently. And so you do get a discount when you call in and make your orders, and that is libertytabletop.com. And I wanted you to kind of clue them in as to that. It's been a while since we talked about the Beth Ann promo code and calling in and placing their orders.
Yeah, so when you call in as a listener, you at any time, I mean, we run sales from time to time, but when those sales are not on, you definitely want to use the Beth Ann promo code. If you have any trouble with that, you can call our 800 number and talk to Kim and tell her how you found out about us, and she'll make sure that you get the discount. And it's on all flatware sets on our site.
All right. And I did notice you have a Mother's Day sale going on, and I thought I better put that bug in the ear of my listeners, because Mother's Day is pretty special, and that's something, you know, you give her flowers, and we love our flowers, but they don't last. The flatware will last.
Flatware will last pretty much forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, you know, we run sales from time to time, and the Mother's Day sale is kind of important because everybody, it's generally where you're going to have everybody show up and have a nice dinner. We certainly do that. I think most people do. But the other thing is wedding season is coming up. And a big part of our business, a big part of our repeat business, people get their flat where they're like, this is wonderful. My niece or nephew or son or daughter is getting married. I'm going to get them some flatware. And we are starting to see those orders come in. You can kind of tell.
You're probably a lot of counted on that. They're probably counting
on
the uncle to send them some flatware.
Yep.
Did they register with you?
65 pieces. Well, the registry is sort of fallen by the wayside. This is more Uncle Joe and Aunt Betty taking action by themselves.
Okay.
It's, you know, a nice 65 or 45 piece set and a flatware chest, and maybe they'll get the hostess set to go along with it. Mm-hmm. It's they're nice orders that come in, and you can tell that they're going to a wedding event.
And you know, I saw the teaspoons, for your iced tea, the tall teaspoons.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that takes me back, a little deja vu, back to when I was younger, because it was always kind of a big thing in the summertime when we had iced tea and we put our sugar in there. We didn't think Mom sugared it enough. You know, we put the sugar in there and you could just stir your own tea. And I thought that was a big deal when I was a little kid. That was a big deal. And those are beautiful.
And they work really well for hot fudge sundaes, too.
Oh, yes.
You can get that hot fudge out of the bottom of that silly dish they come in. Yep.
Not that you've ever tried that or anything.
never went after that last little bit of hot fudge.
All right. We are out of time, Greg. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We'll have you back here again in just a few weeks. I've got you back down on the calendar. And we need to get something going now with this Made in America 2019 Expo, and we hope to be there. We're working on making plans to be there as well. LibertyTabletop.com, that's where you go, is LibertyTabletop.com, 844-386-2338. You're working with Beth Ann, and you're working with Greg, and we're all, one by one, bringing America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.